Okay, it's time for us to pray again together tonight. Glad that you have made the effort, set aside the time. We have a prayer guide that is linked to the website, so hopefully you've already gotten a hold of that. As we enter into our time of prayer, we want to spend a little time in God's Word, and then also there are other helps along the way. One that we've been working through and have almost worked all the way through is a book by Dr. Richard Pratt, and it is called Pray With Your Eyes Open. So it is helping us, it has been helping us to get a greater grasp on what it is we are about when we are together as praying Christians, when we are praying as Christians individually, and most recently, we are looking at physical postures that can be used and have been used in the Bible that would accompany prayer. Kneeling is what we talked about last time, and this time, I want to talk for a little while about lifting the hands, raising the hands. This might seem like something a little bit funny to talk about with especially folks who are associated with a Presbyterian church. To talk about praying, not unusual, I hope. To talk about praying and employing some physical posturings, maybe a little more unusual. But let me tell you something about myself. I am one who is pretty expressive, I think, or at least others have helped me think that about myself. And once in a while, I get teased a little bit about how much I speak with my hands. I don't know sign language. It just seems that when I am trying to get something across, it really helps to have my hands involved. And of course, those are attached to the end of my arms. And so I can hardly involve my hands without involving my arms. This is quite natural for me in normal communication, but let me tell you something else about myself. Very often in prayer, I am able to pull off that level of communication without body language. And that might just seem like an oxymoron or just a straight impossibility, but somehow I've managed a disconnect in my communicating with God. Now, I know that if you do come to Neely's Creek Church and you peek during the pastoral prayer, the chances are really high that I am, in fact, praying with my hands. So hopefully, to start to get us in the mindset, or at least having an open mind toward accompanying our prayers, whether they be in private or perhaps in public, though there would be some caution there, to incorporating the lifting of hands specifically. So let's go to the Bible for a little bit here and find a few places and pay attention to those places where there are the lifting of hands specifically and in keeping with prayer even more specifically. So we're going to highlight two areas here. And I'm going to use, again, the book by Dr. Richard Pratt. I'm on page 170. And we have this. Consider Psalm 134, verse 2. It says this, "Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord." It's pretty simple. Biblically, the sanctuary can certainly mean the temple, or in our case, the church. But when we think about the tabernacle, when it was first erected, it was erected with such colors in such places as to represent all of creation. Thus, the sanctuary of the Lord is creation. And we are always, in that sense, then in the sanctuary. And so here we are in praise to the Lord, which should take place while we are praying to Him. We're not only permitted to, but to be honest, we're instructed to lift up our hands and praise the Lord. So borrowing from Dr. Pratt, I read this. Raising hands to God is the psalmist's way of enthusiastically communicating praise to Him. It is as if we take our thanksgiving into our hands and raise it as an offering to heaven. Gratitude stirs our hearts and puts words on our lips, but we can also communicate this attitude through the physical expression of raising our hands toward God. Now, are you praying wrong if you don't raise your hands toward God? I wouldn't say so, but let us at least consider this together. There was a story that came my way once upon a time about a psychological experiment that took place, and the result was that it played into operators, those who would be answering the telephone, whether it be a call center or another high-volume area where there would be phone calls being coming in. So forgive me, I don't have this in front of me. This is coming from my memory banks, which I grant can at times be a little leaky, but this is what stuck with me. One psychologist wondered whether or not putting a smile on the face would affect then the communication that came from that person. Whether they were happy or not, putting a smile on the face was found to affect the communication. And that causes me then to wonder this, as we contemplate this verse from the Psalms, and as we will turn to another one here shortly. I wonder if we put ourselves in a posture that is prescribed in the Bible, if we don't find that the things that it is supposed to express that we might not find ourselves with before doing it are actually there, and that they are more called forth or implemented with the posture as it has been given to us in Scripture. Again, it's a thought. So if you'd like to try it, it's at least not wrong. Right? We just read it in the Bible, and we know we're created in God's image, and it's quite common for us to use our whole bodies in communicating. It would fit, I think, then to understand that to be true of prayer as well. Okay, let's move to, still with the lifting of hands, another portion of Scripture, this time Psalm 28, the first two verses. And here, this form of body language can also express a sense of intense need, says Dr. Pratt. Here we go. Psalm 28, verse 1. To you I call, O Lord, my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who have gone down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place. Dr. Pratt says, it is apparent from these lines that the psalmist has a great need. If God does not answer his plea, he will soon be like a dead man. So he cries for mercy and entreats God by lifting his hands toward the place of his presence. And quite commonly, biblically, and in our own imaginings, heaven is upward. When we need help, we reach upward. Many of us have children and or grandchildren, and we know what it means when that little one puts their hands up. It is a supplication for assistance, for help that they cannot produce for themselves, but which they desperately need. And instinctively, we know how to react to that. So here, for those of us gathered in prayer, do any of us have a great need? And do we need to be praying about that great need? And do we need to be praying about that, perhaps, with hands lifted up? Help. Certainly, if we are to use the prayer guide tonight together, we're going to find that there are those with very much this kind of need, the kind that would have us holding up our empty hands. We have nothing that we can add to, bring, give, work. We are supplicating, we are dependent, and we're making it not only known vocally, but perhaps even known visibly. Again, it is for your consideration, Christian. It is for our consideration, Christians, as those who are praying, to perhaps employ some physical communications such as kneeling, if we refer to last week's lesson, or raising of hands. Why don't you try it? Why don't you at least try it? Even if you're all by yourself, maybe if you are all by yourself, maybe get yourself all by yourself and try it. And just see. Just see. Anyhow, let's turn our attention then to the time of prayer we've set before us. Hopefully you do have the prayer guide. I think that it is rather self-explanatory as a guide. These are the things that need to be prayed about. And so, using your discretion and whoever else you have with you, either in person or maybe on the phone, I would recommend separating the duties here either over the course of this time tonight or over the course of a week, however you see fit, to get this done. That's all. This is a job. If you look at it all at once, it seems very big, and it is pretty big, but it can be broken down into smaller pieces. If it is just you, well, I praise the Lord that you are here praying, that we are shoulder to shoulder in Jesus' name. And then for the work set before you, I pray for you now. Let's break. Let's go to the Lord now in a time of concentrated prayer together.